Ah, yes, friend. It is so good to see you. It's Columbus Day weekend. Welcome to Sunday worship on this October the 11th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. My goal for our program today is that our hearts and our minds will be prepared and fixated on the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus. Let's start things off here this morning with Charlie Hall on Christ the Solid Rock, right here on Sunday Worship. Stand. That's Charlie Hall. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. It's a joy to hang out with you. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and I came across this incredible quote. I'm not sure who said it. I'm not sure who said it, but I came across it. Somebody had sent it to me on social media. The quote is, "A lot of folks believe the finest day for mankind was when a man set foot on a moon. But my friend, the real finest day for mankind was when Jesus stepped out of the tomb."
You came to the earth you created.
Worship Phillips, Craig, and Dean. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and this is, of course, Sunday Worship. If you have some time today or this weekend, connect with me on social media. Just look up Joey Kroll Online on Facebook, or if you want to do it directly, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. While cleaning out his house a couple years ago, Darwin Day, who's 70 years old, of Grand Prairie, Texas, found an old set of Topps baseball cards dating from 1957 and 1958. The cards had been included with packets of Bazooka bubble gum. Remember those days? Well, one of the cards offered a prize to those who correctly filled out the scores of certain teams. And since there was no deadline listed on the card, he filled it out and sent it in. And executives of Bazooka were surprised, but they sent Darwin Day a package that included a baseball glove, t-shirts, and a Bazooka pillow and lots of bubblegum, even though the contest had ended 60 years ago. Isn't that cool? What a neat story. Friend, if a bubblegum company knows how to honor its word, how much more should we? I'll tell you what, during the day, we sometimes give promises or reassurances in order to maybe make others feel better or just to be polite. And sometimes our promises, friend, fall through the cracks. Friend, let's shore up our integrity. Let's be careful what we promise and be careful to do what we have promised. Let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Hungry, I come to you. For I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I
come to you, for I know you satisfy.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Praise the Lord, He can work through those who praise Him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him. When you praise Him, when you praise Him,
a good word today, praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, maybe you're just struggling today. It's difficult. Life is hard. And the last thing you want to do physically and emotionally is praise the Lord. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the Bible talks about a sacrifice of praise. I'll tell you what, when you are in the middle of the trenches, when you are in the middle of the valley, when you lift your hand, when you lift your voice, and when you lift up the name of God, oh friend, you're taking your worries and you're turning it inside out. Praise is worry turned inside out, is lifting up His name in the middle of right where you are. Praise the Lord. Love that reminder today from Selah. You're listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. I love this word given to the Israelites, and I think there's some great truth in it for us today. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4, it says, "You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy. Your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like this. Worship your holy name. Bless you, time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Worship your holy name, Lord, I worship your holy name. Sing like never.
I worship your holy name. Jesus, I will worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.